without beginning or ending of days. Before time began, during the cosmic dust storms of no apparent shape or form, when new suns came into being and the planets began to form, the invisible kingdom of light was active within the formation of all worlds. Before our own solar system was born, and before its planets began to take shape, the creative principle was inherent in all activity. From the center of our own galaxy came forth our own worlds, our own dreams, and our very own experiences. On our planet, long before any living life form began to take shape, the infinite spirit possessed the blueprint of all that was to take place and finalized the creation of mankind in its own image and likeness. The creative intelligence contained, complete within its own being, the eternal substance of all form, that phenomenon which appeared as the crystallization of myriads of forms, being the very manifestation of that eternal principle that eternally is and continues in that never-ending process until the end of all time and the end of space. Out of apparent chaos appeared purely organized communities of several species of living creatures, all placed in their stations to fulfill the life of that power which brought them into being. And yet, was that vast creation but the experience of its own creative will, to see itself in all that was created? For this creative intelligence is the doer of all action and movement of that which it has created. This God of the universe lives and moves in all that which it has brought into manifestation, solely for its own use and its own purpose, to complete its own experience within each one of us and all that which has been formed. In this condition, all life forms are under a spell, each form believing it possesses its own individual life. This being the great illusion or dream of the gods, when in very truth, all that is but the form of one life and one intelligence. From the infinite world of the great suns and planets comes our own life essence, our thoughts and actions. For as our high priest informs us, we can do nothing of ourselves. It is the power from within that does all things. This power from within is our lifeblood, our substance, from which all things are brought into manifestation, and in which we live, move, and have our being. Out of time and space, and out of chaos, have we all been born, have we all been conceived, and been given an identity, which we will all discover during the future annals of time. One glorious day, through many cycles of experience, that eternal God is discovered and consummated within its vehicles, their crown of glory, the substance of all worlds, governed and kept in place by the highest principle, ultimate love, the source of divine compassion. For all has proceeded from within itself and is known as the Empire of Light, the kingdom of Melchizedek, the sublime experience of eternal peace, harmony, and divine love, known to man through the messengers that are sent from the God itself to its own people, so that all can rejoice and experience the fullness of the Godhead bodily.